No, we'll have a clue.
Come on, man. Where's your pop culture? Where are you? Who are you?
I'm very good at pop culture. I just not. I have no idea who this is.
You don't know who sings this. He's caught side with Vicar at the Australian Open.
Oh, Red Foo.
Red Foo. Come on, man. It's a great link with Craig Gabriel around the corner too. Bit of Vicky Australian Open sort of stuff. Red Foo's having a birthday today, and it's a good name to have, Red Foo, because his real name's Stephen Gordy. It's not going to sell too many records, is it? Stephen Gordy?
No.
Red Foo's going to sell records. He's having a birthday today. This was his hit in, I don't know, it wasn't very big. Anyway, it's a party anthem. The kids love it. So just enjoy that. How old is Red Foo today, Adam?
38.
38. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to introduce Craig Gabriel as part of this conversation because I mentioned his involvement at the Australian Open. So Craig would have been hanging out with Red Foo, no doubt, in the players' lounge at some stage. Craig, good morning.
I'm sexy, and I know it. Hey, I'll give you a connection to tennis with Red Foo. I mean, he likes his tennis, but he was always there for Vika Azarenka.
That's right, yes.
Every single time. And then he started to get into sit in other players' boxes. And do you know who his father is?
I do know who his father is. I can't remember who it is. Who is it?
Barry Gordy.
Yes.
The music impresario.
Yes, that's right. That's how he got a job, I reckon.
Yeah.
So how old is he, Craig? I'm going to ask you as well. We have a birthday bulletin here.
I think he's in his 50s or something. I'm not 100%.
Well, I can tell you that today, our man Red Foo is 45 years of age.
Well, he looks like he's in his 50s.
So, Craig, did Red Foo appreciate Victoria Azarenka's tennis or just appreciate Victoria Azarenka? Don't have a kid?
He appreciated the grunt.
Right. I thought they had a kid together.
No,
I don't think so.
Her child, her little boy, who I think is now 2 years old or 3 years old, was a liaison with her ex-coach.
Right.
So, and there became a custody issue and all that with the child.
Well, she's on court at the moment.
There you go.
Playing doubles at the moment, she is, Vicar, just by the way. But on court at the moment, and Arthur Ashe Stadium, Craig, as we move to more of the tennis opportunities here, Novak Djokovic lost the first set against Kyle Edmund. What's going on?
Look, Edmund has beaten him on one previous occasion. So this is their seventh meeting. It's 5-1 on the head-to-head to Novak. And Novak has also beaten him here at the U.S. Open a few years ago. Look, it was obviously very tight. That first set was 7-5 in the tiebreak to Edmund. And I think it's really a case of Djokovic was getting into a bit of a rhythm, but he was also getting frustrated with some situations on the court during that set. But he's rebounded now. He's taken the second set 6-3. He's up 4-2 in the second set. In the third set, rather.
Right. Okay. All right. So we'll keep an eye on Novak through the morning. Any other big names out there on court at the moment?
Well, you just mentioned Vika in that double. She and Sofia Kenin, the Australian Open singles champion, they've just won their doubles. They beat two Australians, Perez and Sanders, 2-6-6, 2-6-2, Ellen Perez and Storm Sanders. So Azarenka and Kenin are the number seven seed. They do make a pretty tough doubles combination. Now, as far as others, Karolina Pliskova has just gone out there. She's facing Caroline Garcia. Pliskova is the number one woman seed. David Goffin. The Goff is on court playing Lloyd Harris of South Africa. It is 2-1 to the Goff. And let me just see. That's pretty much it as far as the bigger names on court right now. But there's great news for Australia, because Jordan Thompson is into the third round of the U.S. Open. He's never reached a third round before, and he won in four sets over Igor Gerasimov of Belarus. And it was 6-1, 6-4, 3-6, 6-3, 2 hours, 45 minutes.
Good on him. Fantastic stuff. Fantastic. Angelique Kerber's through as well to the third round.
Angie Kerber's through. Petra Kvitova is through. But did you hear about the complete collapse and calamity of Kiki Mladenovic?
No.
Oh, goodness gracious me, woman, how are you playing with a result like this? 6-1, 5-1, four match points she had.
What?
Yes.
6-1, 5-1, four matches.
Four matches, exactly right. Not scratchies, but matches. And she'd be scratching her head after that one. And she lost to Varvara Gracheva of Russia.
You're kidding.
1-6, 7-6, 6-love.
Oh, she bageled the third set.
Mm-hmm.
That is toys
certainly
out of the
did.
Cot.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
oh, wow.
That is the result of today, really. It's going to be hard to beat that one.
Wow, that is quite remarkable.
But yep. I mean, she's a seed, though, as well, Craig.
30th seed, yeah.
Gee, so, that's a complete combustion job.
Oh, total combustion job. I'm trying to think. There was a men's match at the U.S. Open. I think it was Manuel Orantes. In the semifinal, he was facing, I think it was Jimmy Connors, maybe, from memory, or Vilas, and Orantes was like gone, done and dusted. You know, he was like 5-1 down in the third set and was facing like seven match points, and he ended up winning and then went on to win the U.S. Open.
Wow.
Right.
Hey, can you tell me about Jennifer Brady? I keep hearing about this young woman who's going places in a hurry. She smacked her opponent today, Catherine Ballas, 6-1, 6-2. And I keep hearing that she's one to keep an eye on. Is that correct?
Yeah, she's the 28th seed. Look, she's had some progress over the last 12 months. It's her, and there's also, obviously, Bellis is another one. I mean, there's a few young Americans around that sort of age group, and then also the Australian Open champion, Sophia Kennan. So maybe they're just going to push one another. I have to admit, I know a bit about her. I haven't seen her play, but, you know, there are even some teenagers on the American women's side that are starting to make a bit of a move. They've got wild cards, and then you've got Amanda Anisimova as well, who's 19, and it was seeded over here. So maybe Brady could make a bit of a move as well amongst this group.
I'm stunned that Daniel's got that inside information. That's very impressive.
Oh, I've been doing some reading. I care.
There's two things I want to mention, Craig, before we let you go, that has happened since we last spoke. Now, admittedly, it did happen yesterday. But firstly, on Kim Clijsters, she took the first set, but unfortunately she couldn't stick on and win her match as she continues this incredible comeback. How is the comeback being assessed?
Not too bad. I mean, certainly that third set was very one-sided. It was 6-1, and I think maybe she got a little bit tired. Let's also remember that Kimi hasn't played much. She's got to get back into it. There's still the grittiness there, still some of those ground strokes and determination. But I think more matches she gets under her belt, and the more acclimatized she is back at this level, I think she should do okay. I'm not saying she's going to get top 10 or anything, but it was a lot of fun watching her, seeing her back on court. Yeah, the thing is with Kimi is that she's got to remain healthy. In fact, I'm talking about not so much sickness or anything, but staying fit, not breaking down. She had to delay her comeback because of injury and because of training too much, etc. So that's going to be the big factor with Kim.
And the big talking point was Andy Murray and that victory after saving a match point, and he won in 4 hours and 38 minutes or 39 minutes, I think it was. How much confidence is that going to give him? Because we're talking about on comeback trail, he's certainly one of those. So it wasn't necessarily the quality of the opponent that he beat, but he could be out on court so long and play his best tennis when he needed to.
Yeah, that was so good. You know, Andy is a good guy. He genuinely is. He is a very funny guy when you get to know him. Some of his one-liners and all that. So to have him back on tour and around at this level is great for the sport. So we got to hope that he continues. But yesterday he was saying that he needs an ice bath. And he says, they told us there's one, but they're for emergencies. I think this is an emergency. But when you break down that comeback, it was genuinely remarkable. Wait for this. Down two sets to love, down a break in the third, down match point in the fourth, down break a serve in the fifth, and he comes back to win 6-4 in the fifth. Because they're doing all these press conferences with Zoom and all that, and I said, where do you rate this? Doing all this, coming back from this, and this in each set. And he said, oh, I actually forgot I had a match point. He had a match point. So, he said it's pretty special.
Well, it's a story we'll continue to follow throughout the US Open and certainly be watching your antics with your Lacoste polo with great interest, Craig. Appreciate your time.
Well, it's a dress shirt and it's a polo crew neck sweater when the polo trousers. And the Lacoste trousers.
Yes, you should make sure you get Lacoste in there. They're listening, you know. They're listening. Good on you, mate. We'll touch base tomorrow.